I mean, you want to fight with somebody, you fight with me.
I respect that. I tell it like it is.
Joe. Catanacci.
Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us every Friday to round out the program. We have talking to Yael from all over the world over the last few weeks. First it was Charlotte, then it was just upstream in the area surrounding Columbia, South Carolina. Then the last 2 weeks it's been in Vienna, Austria. And here this morning, Yael is with us from Austin, Texas. He's been attending the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual conference. This is a group that promotes limited government, free markets, something that everyone should be in favor of in this country. Yet, we have an entire political party hell-bent on, limited government. Forget about it already. And free markets, they're working on that as well. Yael, it's great to have you back on. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Howdy to you.
Howdy to you, sir. And so tell us, what brought about your trip to Austin already? We know already why you're there, but break down the conference, what this group and association is all about, and why you feel it's important to tell the listeners out there about some of the things going on this week in Austin.
Yeah, so Austin is obviously a great city. I love it because I get to use my e-scooters, plenty of great craft beer all over the place, and flexible zoning laws. Love it. But in terms of ALEC, the conference is here. It chooses a different city every year. It's essentially a nonprofit group where legislators, people who are from private industry, people who are from nonprofits, consumer groups get together and think about what kind of laws we should pass, think about the ideologies that underlay those laws, and figure out what priorities should be. And that is in turn translated to state legislators around the country. So it's a very good opportunity to try to meet with legislators who are doing good work in many state houses around the country. And these are people who are actually dedicated to listening to not just very good ideas, but great action plans. So that was kind of the reason I wanted to be here. We've got a ton of consumer choice issues, not just the stuff that we've discussed on the program, but so many more. And I think there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of very good momentum. And I think going from here on out, you're going to start to see a lot of things in state houses. Hopefully we can continue to increase consumer choice, increase jobs, make it so that more ordinary people can afford things. And I think some of the model legislation that's kind of being discussed and talked about is really definitely going to do that here.
With that said, when you look across the landscape of the United States and you dial into each specific legislature, General Assembly, in this case in North Carolina, when you compare the red states versus the blue states, now they wanted to release a movie about that just a little while ago that they pulled back. But when you look at the way in which these states are operating, it seems to me that a lot of the red-leaning states or even the independently-minded states that may go right or left, they seem to be in just better of a fiscal situation, have better economies through their state boundaries and state lines than maybe those that have embraced that big centralized government and high taxes, such as the Northeast or maybe out there in the far West.
And I think it's very important to get involved, obviously, at the state level. I think too much of our time, there's so much focus on what's happening in D.C. and Washington, and really the individual power that you or I have to try to change that is very difficult. So that's why I do love on your program that you do focus on the local issues in North Carolina, things that are changing, because that is very influential for other states. I've even met with state legislators and they said, oh, we love what North Carolina did on this. We love what they're doing there. Oh, they're talking about alcohol modernization. We totally need that here. So you do see a kind of a good movement and good ideas can transfer from state to state. When it comes to the legislatures, oh yeah, that's a big difference. If you want to try to get something passed that's anywhere near kind of pro-freedom or pro-consumer choice in a place like California, it's going to be very difficult. And there are a lot of people at work that are trying to restrict a lot of things that you or I can do, not just in the market, but with our money, with our freedom. So a lot of bad things are happening in some states. But it's good to see that good ideas can continue to move. And while a lot of people are voting with their feet and leaving places like California to go to Texas, Arizona, and all the rest, you do see some positive movements still in these places. And I don't fear for our country and our states. I think we have a very good system of rule of law, very good constitution. As long as we can continue to have competition, that's good. And there's going to be some great ideas coming forward over the next few months. And I think anybody, regardless of whatever state they live in, some of these ideas are there. I think people just need to get on board, pay attention to what's happening at your state house, because ultimately this is the law, this is the ideology that eventually permeates up to the federal government and to the very top in D.C.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center has been in Austin, Texas this week at the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual conference. The group promotes limited government, free markets, federalism, and a lot of discussions right now about and comparing what this state is doing as compared to this one. And, well, North Carolina, obviously, a beacon, it seems like, when it comes to the growth that we have seen, when it comes to the way in which the General Assembly has approached growth through state government, but also while doing so, allowing businesses and individuals to operate more freely. It seems that North Carolina, I know a lot of folks, particularly those in the big media, you know, like to point to tax cuts and how they don't necessarily translate to economic growth. They point to a state like Kansas and say, well, they cut taxes, but they also did not couple their spending, and it went haywire and down the tubes there. Unlike North Carolina, where we also, we cut taxes, but we kind of watched our spending and we incrementally increased or kept pace with the status quo. And that has put us in a much different fiscal situation than a place like Kansas.
Yeah, and it's all about stability. You know, if you, as a state legislator or someone who's in charge of any kind of administration or government, if you're able to promulgate any kind of stability, entrepreneurs know whether or not they should invest. There's no regime uncertainty. It's not as if you're going back and forth between parties and there's issues about some laws that will be repealed a year from now. If you can take kind of the long game and there's stability and you know that you can set up your brewery, you know that you can set up your supermarket or you can set up your auto dealership or whatever in a certain area, people are going to be more willing to invest. And definitely North Carolina has done that. And I have heard from some of the legislators here that they are ready to move on alcohol modernization. So I think that's very good, and it's good to see that they're thinking about not just their reelection and how much they're going to make for, you know, the next 2 years, but they're also thinking about their constituents, they're thinking about consumers, how much prices are going to be, and I think the more that we can have stability, the more that we can actually take private action, because that's really where people are the most empowered, to take private action, to buy the things they want, to enjoy the service they want, and with a better, stable system, I think everyone would be able to have that. It doesn't matter if you're red or blue in that case. We're talking about people's individual freedom and their economic rights.
Yael, thank you very much for the perspective. Enjoy the rest of your time in Austin. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good, Joe. Talk to you then.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center with us here this morning in Austin, Texas this week at the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual conference, and really